How beautiful. I mean, what he's saying here is, let's not just sit around and wait and imagine that things will happen. Let's do something. Let's also have a process. And he says this explicitly. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. So here he's talking about advice, of suggestions, advice, what we should and shouldn't do along the way. We must forever conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protest to degenerate into physical violence. He's describing a process. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. Another thing that we need to do when we imagine success is to make it as real as possible by involving as many senses as we can. Why? Because the more senses we can imagine, the more our mind is fooled to believe that it's the real thing. Once again, Martin Luther King does this beautifully. Let me read you a few excerpts. We will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. I mean, you can feel the water. You can feel that stream. You can see it. You can visualize it. Or, let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. He's employing taste. Bitterness, equating it with hatred. People connect to it, making it real, concrete.